75 degrees at 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And this being Friday, of course, we sort of run out the string on five very delightful visits that we've had with you this week, just like five delightful sticks of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum that you get in every package. And I hope you get a package today. I got one old dodge around here on Friday. I got a smile on my face all the time at the end of the week because it's payday. And I presume maybe Joseph is smiling for the same reason. Unless his wife has given him some good news that I don't know about or something. She hasn't, has she, Joe? Not that. Not again. Anyway, we have a lot of music, so let's get right to it. Brought to you by Wrigley Spearmint from Chicago and for Coast to Coast on CBS. Let's listen to a great old Hoagie Carmichael tune. Gee, he wrote this when he was down in Indiana University. And a friend of Hoagie's, who was a fraternity brother, has oft told me the story about how they used to sit around the fraternity house at night, and they had a great big piano down in the living room. And Hoagie used to just noodle around on the piano, and one day came up with this particular melody and drove everybody half out of his mind playing it. And for 4 years of collegiate life did it. And it was only after he got out of college that he finally got it published, and of course it became then the song that is probably more widely accepted than any other standard in musical history. Billy Ward has a new version of it. It's on Liberty, and it's called Stardust.
And now the purple dust of quiet time spills across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're all part. You wander down the lane and far, far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again. Melody, a memory of love.
Stardust, done by Billy Ward and the Dominoes, and I presume that maybe the unkindest cut of all is the fact that another gentleman contributed to that melody and that lyric, a fellow by the name of Mitchell Parrish, and yet I dare say that you have never, or at least very infrequently, heard the name Parrish in connection with the tune. Almost every announcer or singer who ever talks about it says, and now here's Hoagie Carmichael's immortal Stardust. That's come to be quite a cliche in the music business, but actually written by Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, there's a name. There's a name that means a lot of pleasure for you this weekend. If you're going to the beach, if you're going to the swimming parks where they have community pools, or if you're going out just picnicking, I can assure you that the pleasure that you always take with you when you take 5 sticks of delightful, delicious, wholesome Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is going to mean 5 extra added little kicks to the family party. So why don't you pick it up when you pick up the rest of the victuals for the picnic lunch tomorrow or Sunday, Mother? Pick up a couple of packs or a carton, perhaps, of Wrigley Spearmint so that you always have it in your car, in your home, in your pocketbook, or in Papa's pocket. You'll find that it's always pleasant to chew Wrigley Spearmint. Why don't you make it a point this weekend to get some? I know Friday is a shopping day for a great many gals, so when you shop today, I hope that's tops on your agenda. Well, on next Tuesday, we're going to switch out to California for a special broadcast on this time segment with Miss Debbie Reynolds, who you know, of course, is also Mrs. Eddie Fisher. Two very wonderful young folks who have already given one young musical progeny to the world, and I hope many, many more to come. And I presume they hope so, too. And while Eddie is, at the moment, experiencing a lack of record sales, Debbie has sort of picked up where Eddie has left off. They're both two swell kids, and we're going to be delighted by having Debbie on our show next week on Tuesday, direct from her home in Los Angeles, California. In the meantime, let's content ourselves with this big hit that she has, a beautiful thing that Debbie has recorded called Tammy.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy. Tammy's in love.
Well, I'm crazy about that song. I don't know about you, but I think that's one of the prettiest things to come up in the last half a dozen years. Not maybe the best, but certainly one of the top three or four best songs in a long while. Livingston and Evans, a couple of fellows out in California, wrote it. They have devoted their attentions to good music in the last few years, and they've turned out some spoiled things. Remember that Doris Day big hit about a year ago called Que Sera, Whatever Will Be, Will Be? That was a Livingston and Evans tune. These boys write a real meaty storyline, and in there, I think, lies the answer to what is good music, because really, a song is a poem set to a musical arrangement. And when you have a good storyline like Que Sera or Tammy, you're bound to have a hit. A swell song done by Debbie Reynolds, who will be our guest next Tuesday, direct from either her home or the Beverly Hills Hotel out in Los Angeles, California. It'll be a lot of fun to talk to Debbie and find out if Eddie is as good a husband as he is a singer. I know Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is a swell treat. Why don't you enjoy it this weekend? Now, you pick up a couple of packs, Mama. It's always your job to do the shopping for the good things that you want your family to enjoy. And this is one of those good products. You like it. Every member of your family will. It's wholesome. It's refreshing. It's certainly pure. And it never spoils your appetite. So you pick up a couple of packs for your family. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Here's Johnny Mathis, Columbia record star, It's Not For Me To Say.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. But then it's not for me to say. Just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. But then it's not for me to say.
Pretty thing done by Johnny Mathis, It's Not For Me To Say. This weekend is going to be a pretty thing for you. You enjoy yourself. This is Howard Miller urging you to take Wrigley Spearmint wherever you go, and we'll see you Monday. Here's Joe Foss, Big Stick.
Join Howard Monday on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.